This is Robert Merlanchi, the Mindshare Learning Report. We're here at ISTE 2011 in Philadelphia, and I'm fortunate to have a Mindshare and Learning moment with a fellow Canadian, Kent Manning, from the Hastings Prince Edward County School District in the wonderful province of Ontario. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Kent.
Well, thanks very much, Robert, for having me.
And thank you for joining us at our Canadian Consulate event last night. I hope you enjoyed that.
Well, I think what's great about that, Robert, is that you provide an opportunity for all Canadians across Canada to meet one another in person and meet with the industry folks, and it's a great collaboration.
Thank you so much. We really enjoy being the connectors in the equation, if you will, to borrow a phrase from Malcolm Gladwell. Now, I was really impressed with your special interest group session that you had here, and that's a big part of ISTE, and that's in the trenches, and you get to really get a sense of what's happening in schools. I recommend vendors spend more time to understand what the needs are and all the wonderful things that you're doing. Now, your focus has been digital storytelling.
Yes, about a year ago, I took over the organization of the Digital Storytelling Group. They're a group of about 3,000 educators from all over the world, Israel, Egypt, America, Canada. And basically, they have an interest and a desire to encourage and support digital storytelling across the curriculum, personal stories, curriculum-based stories with their students. So we had a couple of events. We had an open house on Sunday for a couple of hours where anyone...
Which I attended.
Oh, good. Yeah,
yes.
I did see you there.
Yes.
People could come up and just have a conversation and say, well, what is... got a lot of questions about what digital storytelling actually is. We did a little bit of that, and we provided some opportunity for people to talk to one another at the open house. And the following morning, we had about 65 or 70 people at our Birds of a Feather session, where we had a more in-depth look at digital storytelling. And I actually asked a digital storyteller who'd done some storytelling in Africa with school children.
How cool. And this represented people from all over. You met people you'd never met before from all over the world, really?
Yeah. We had a person there from the Smithsonian Institute. We had an educational change leader from Washington, D.C. We had teachers from everywhere, from California to New Jersey and everywhere in between.
Fantastic. And you did a bit of research and you wrote an article for the creative educator and motivating and engaging boys with technology, creating stop-motion animation stories. How fun is that for the kids? It's that whole notion of project-based learning.
Exactly, Robert. The idea of engaging our boy writers and our boy learners is an issue in our world. You know, the research is saying that they don't do so well in some of the writing that we provide for them in the classroom. Yeah. So when you add a laptop, some software, and they can tell a story digitally with some stop-motion animation software, they come alive. And there's also research to support the social interaction. When boys and girls, but when boys are in a group together, working together, it's complete engagement. We just finished that project last week, in fact.
Congratulations. And the whole notion of social and mobile learning is very prevalent here at ISTE 2011, isn't it?
It is. Not only when you walk down the corridors and in the sessions do you see, you know, in Denver last year, people would crack open their laptop, but more and more now people are going mobile. And it's not platform.
Cracking open their iPads or other devices.
Absolutely. It's not platform specific, whatever. It could be an iPad, an Android, whatever it is.
Whatever works.
Absolutely.
Whatever works.
Absolutely.
Now, you've had some time on the show floor to browse around. Anything really excite you?
Yeah. Because of my interest in digital storytelling, I really like some products that involve open-ended creativity. And actually, our friend Gary Steger talks about that a lot. He calls it open-ended creativity software. And our Canadian company, Corel, offers a product called Video Studio. That's a wonderful product. It's a great video editor. As well, Tech for Learning. We have a partnership in Ontario with...
I know those guys.
you would. They've got a great suite of products.
Right.
I've been using Frames quite a bit, and we've got a license for Pixie
awesome.
On our image.
What about Edmodo seems to... We interviewed them last, at FETC in January.
Yeah.
Do you have a look at them? They're like kind of a Facebook-like platform that's closed and... safe and secure?
I am familiar with Edmodo, but my sort of mission while I'm here, at least for...
You're very focused. I'm impressed with your focus.
Yeah, district.
I tell my kids to focus all the time.
I do that too. I think what's interesting is that, you know, when you come with a focus, at least from a school board, you know, it's a good thing, so...
The challenge is, you know, so our next issue is our professional learning issue. It's summer, you know, time for teachers to recharge the batteries, think ahead, and maybe tinker around with some new technology. How do you initiate change and inspire other teachers who normally don't embrace digital storytelling tools, etc., to get on board?
Well, that's an excellent question. One of our vehicles for helping with that process is our Ontario Teacher Federation group. And I think you've been at some of our events,
right? I have, and they're doing a lot more, which is great.
We are. And our Minds on Media co-facilitators, Brenda Sherry and Peter Skillen, they're our quarterbacks for a group of about 10 to 12 of us that offer tastes of products and curriculum integrations. And then from there, we can offer summer courses in depth. I'll be giving a three-day course in August I've got 25 teachers signed up, and it's creating media texts at grade level.
That's fantastic. Well, keep doing all the wonderful things you're doing, and I promise I'll be visiting you in one of my favorite parts of Ontario, Prince Edward County, sometime in the fall. Maybe wine season would be good.
Robert, I'll hold you to that, my friend. All right.
All right. Thanks again. That was Kent Manning of the Hastings Prince Edward County School District. This is Robert Martellacci signing off from ISTE 2011. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.